On the Pauper's Bench, Souvenir of Brittany, by François Saint-Bonvin. Born into a poor family in the town of Vaugirard, Bonvin was the son of a gamekeeper. His mother died when he was still very young, and he experienced a chaotic childhood, driven essentially by the need to feed and support the family. He attended school intermittently, and worked at a series of menial jobs as an office boy, lamplighter, and street sweeper, before finding work as a typesetter in 1832 and obtaining an administrative post at the local police headquarters in 1841. Despite his uncertain fortunes, he developed a passion for drawing, acquiring the rudimentary skills at schools of applied art and later at the Académie Suisse. He was fascinated by the old masters, particularly the Flemish and Dutch schools, and the paintings of Chardin, who had a profound influence on his work. He exhibited at the Salon for the first time in 1847 and frequented the circle of realist painters, including Courbet, Millet and Daumier, at the Brasserie Anglaise. In 1849, he received his first official public commission, enabling him to give up his administrative post. Bonvin's humble background and difficult early life, the slow, laborious path to his vocation as a painter, clearly played an important role in his artistic orientation. The life of humble everyday people, the silent labour of domestic servants, kitchen interiors and backyards were his preferred subjects. He received regular state commissions until 1870, painting convents and nuns undertaking charitable works, following in the footsteps of Granet, who had supported him in his youth. The present painting, On the Pauper's Bench, Souvenir of Brittany, was shown at the Salon of 1865 to considerable acclaim. The work was sold prior to the Salon to the 19th century pianist and educationalist Antoine-François Marmontel, who became one of Bonvin's most faithful collectors. Significantly, in this religious scene, Bonvin has chosen to show the corner of the church housing a bench for the poor, set away from the nave and the fine pews rented by the local bourgeoisie. The interior seen here is inspired by the parish church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, but the reference to a memory of a trip to Brittany in 1853 gives Bonvin the pretext for a faithful depiction of the piety of the rural poor, reminiscent of the work of Millet.